Audio presents The Shackleton Sabotage, created by Gertrude Chandler Warner, story by Dee Garrettson and J.M. Lee, read for you by Amy Lowe. Chapter 1, Connecting the Dots. Henry Alden traced his fingers over the colorful patterns painted on the boomerang. He sat with his two sisters, Violet and Jessie, in the comfortable cabin of the Redimus Society's private jet. The children had just received the boomerang in a package, and they knew it held a clue that would lead them to the next stop on their journey. But none of their clues had been as beautiful and detailed as the boomerang. Benny, the youngest Alden, was interested in the boomerang, but he couldn't stop looking out the plane window. Below, Bangkok, Thailand grew smaller and smaller in the distance. He watched the city as it disappeared behind a layer of puffy clouds. Then he turned in his seat to look at the boomerang, too.
"There are so many dots," he said.
There really were. Black and white dots formed wavy lines. Other dots were the colors of the sunset, orange and red. The bright red reminded Benny of the Alden's boxcar. Benny knew the boxcar, Grandfather, and their dog, Watch, would all be waiting for them when the children were done returning the 7 artifacts for the Redimus Society. But he missed seeing them. And it had been nice to have Cousin Joe, Cousin Alice, and Sue Lee with them as they traveled through China and Thailand, especially with the arch-rival Argents constantly trying to throw them off course. Violet noticed Benny's quietness. As if she knew what he was thinking, she said,
"Don't be too homesick, Benny. Cousin Alice told us someone will be waiting for us at our next..."